You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fresh asshole.
Drunk asshole.
The smug asshole.
Arrogant asshole.
The self-aggrandizing asshole. The sexist asshole.
There's mumbling assholes.
The reckless asshole.
Narcissistic asshole.
Guy driving a Porsche. Swerving through three lanes of traffic, asshole.
So that is the start of Assholes of Theory there. That's the start of your trailer. Quite a good introduction to all the different kinds of assholes that are out in the universe. We have got John Walker, the director of Assholes of Theory, in studio with us this morning. Kia ora, John. Welcome to New Zealand.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's lovely to have you up, and I'm glad the sun's out and shining. You've just arrived, and you need to reset the jet lag body clock.
Exactly. The sun is good for that.
Yeah, it is very good for that. Yeah. I'm really excited about this movie. It looks fantastic. It's on in the Documentary Edge Festival. It's actually opening the festival tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And what can you tell us about this movie? You're sort of, it's called Assholes of Theory. So what is the theory about assholes?
Well, it was inspired by the book of the same title by Aaron James. And so what he does is he defines the asshole as a moral character, a moral type of person. So it's not a word, it's a very useful word, but it's not a word that you should use to describe your feelings about somebody. It's not a word you should use if you just don't like somebody.
Right.
It's describing a very specific type of moral being. And he defines it as someone with an entrenched sense of entitlement and an unwillingness to listen to the complaints of others, with this sort of moral justification for their behavior.
Right.
I'm smarter than you, I'm richer than you, I deserve these special advantages that I'm taking that you can't have.
Okay.
I have to say, I love that very clear definition.
Exactly.
It's like, this is you. This is what you fit into.
Also, as soon as you said that, you're like, exactly. That is exactly what you mean when you say that. That is, everything that it implies as a phrase. So you've spoken to a lot of really interesting people about this theory. Some of them are quite famous. You've got John Cleese, who has said here that he believes his mother was an asshole, which I think is quite a big call from John Cleese there. But who did you speak to, and why did you speak to those people about this theory of assholes?
Well, I was following up. I mean, the book is called A Theory, and so this says, is assholes a documentary in the sense? So we're taking it out into reality and testing the theory, as it were. And one of the first people on the street says, oh, it's not a theory, it's a reality. You know, he's a speeder. And So that's what documentary is. It's really looking at reality. So based, so inspired by the theory. So initially I thought, do we want to talk to assholes? I do talk to some. We actually did a casting session. We said, are you a we're looking for self-identified assholes.
Oh my gosh.
And you need at least three references.
See, that's just, sorry to interrupt you there, but that's the bit where I'm like, are you an asshole if you're aware that you're an asshole?
That's a very good question. Yeah. And I think we ended up finding a lot of younger males self-identified, and that reference to Cleese, we were sort of talking, just to backtrack, we were talking about it is a predominantly male, and he said, there are a few exceptions, to the rule, and then he thought, oh, I guess in a way my mother was. But he was, that's John Cleese. He's taking the piss out of you, as it were.
Yeah.
You can say that word on
air? You can. Okay, it's after nine and this is BFM. You can say what you want to say.
Yeah. Anyway, so these young boys in Los Angeles were, they're thinking that it's cool to behave this way, right? So this is a problem we look at, and we're sort of going after that generation in a sense to wake up that this is not cool to do this behavior. And it's a particularly, the sense of entitlement particularly gets into the realm of toxic masculinity and misogyny and a long tradition of male sense of entitlement towards women. And so that's a big theme of the film. So these young guys were, and it's social media. It's all about hits. If you act the a-hole, you get clicks.
Yeah.
And it attracts attention. Mm. And so taking it out of the social media context, and young people, the big elephant in the room that I won't mention his name, we don't mention it in the film, the big elephant in the room that's shaking up the whole world.
Yeah.
I think we know who we're talking about.
Maybe that slightly orange-looking man.
Yeah, yeah. It's about getting attention. Mm. So they like attention. And the best way to deal with the asshole is not to give them the attention.
Because I was going to say, does it move into the realm of that attention validating those actions?
Exactly.
If that's the thing that they're seeking.
Yes.
That's what I find really interesting about this, is there's this sort of lighthearted approach to this as a subject matter, that it's quite funny to talk about assholes and like them being a specific moral kind of character trait, but also there is actually this sort of serious underpinning thing here of, as you were saying, it touches on all this stuff about toxic masculinity and, you know, authoritarianism as well, which I find really interesting. So how did you get sort of how did you translate sort of chatting to these like young guys in the street and stuff, how did you get into then talking about big politicians and stuff?
That's precisely what we did. We, you know, you can have fun with this subject, and as Klee says in the movie, you know, we can laugh at assholes, particularly in movies or in theater and comedy, because it's not real. We know it's not real, and we can have fun with it. The other side of it is that you know, some a-holes are, you know, can be funny, they can be attractive, and they can be successful, which just makes them quite dangerous because of that, you know, because they have an impact. They trail behind them. They have a very negative impact on the people that they're surrounding them, that are working for them, you know. So we do shift into a darker aspect of what happens when you live with the asshole boyfriend, you know, the boss, or, you know, God help you if they run your country. You know, so we sort of look at that, right? Look at that trajectory.
It becomes more than just somebody making selfish decisions. It's making selfish decisions on a massive scale that have huge impact.
Exactly.
And then there's the element of what you're talking about, that charisma that some of them have, to the point where a whole country has elected them.
Seductive.
Seduced.
Asshole, they can be very seductive. And so we chose to ignore the big elephant in the room, on the globe, I should say, who's shaking up the whole globe with a, you know. But anyway, we chose to look at Silvio Berlusconi as the leader, the Italian leader. And he's a much more interesting, much more complex character than the elephant. And because he is very, very seductive, you know. And, you know, women were seduced by him. And one of our activists in the film, she says, you know, what was going on? Like, what, you know, is this witchcraft? Like, how do we let this happen? And she said, yes, Italy is a country of assholes, but we too are assholes for allowing this to happen. Why didn't anybody try to stop him? Because what it leads to, this kind of selfishness, leads to criminality and where these kinds of this behavior becomes the norm. And so Berlusconi was really very much the stand-in for the elephant. And precisely, like you know, the elephant is following in Berlusconi's footsteps. And that's a very, very dangerous situation, where that kind of behavior becomes the norm and it becomes acceptable. And it empowers and emboldens others.
Absolutely.
Who think that this kind of behavior is cool, is acceptable. Hey, I could be the president of the United States if I act like this way.
I wonder if there was a bit of a lack of being able to characterize or identify what exactly that person is.
The moral character, you mean.
That you say, you know, this is kind of the definition, or this is where people fit in, it makes it easier to be like, oh, okay, I can see how that behavior is swaying me this way, or is,
you know? Yeah, that's what actually interested me in the book. As I said, as we said at the beginning of this discussion, that, you know, Aaron defines this character very clearly. Another example, I mean, we can... The other thing, like reading the book, we have to ask, at least I ask myself, you know, have I ever been
this? An asshole, yeah.
And the point is, yes. You know, I've had a very strong sense of entitlement when I've had a camera on my shoulder, needing to get my shot, and excuse me, if there's dead bodies in the way, I'm going to step over them to get my shot. That is a sense of entitlement. But if you come away at the end of the day, say, oh, geez, you know... That was really bad behavior, you know. I will try not to do that again. That's a temporary asshole. But we all do have this inner, what Aaron
says.
We all have the potential, you know. So we do have to be careful, and it's not just about pointing fingers, you know, at others. And so it is very, when you have the definition, but it does it's helpful. Yeah. The first thing I want to do after reading the book was give my daughter a copy. Because in my opinion, she was bringing home a lot of assholes. You know?
Well, this is the other thing, is that if you're talking about the sense of entitlement with being an asshole, if you can step away from something you've done and be like, ooh, maybe that wasn't great, do you still have that same sense of entitlement? Because then you're reflecting on being like, maybe I wasn't entitled to do that thing,
that's right,
or whatever.
Yeah. And so that's, as Aaron says, you know, that you're not a, what he calls a, quote, proper asshole. and the definition of the proper asshole is another sort of metaphor. On our birthdays, we all have a sense of entitlement. We want to have our cake and eat it too. And our family and friends buys into this behavior because we will all have our day in the sun.
Yes.
For the asshole, it's his birthday every day.
That's a great way of describing it, right? I think. Yeah.
Every day. And that's the proper everyday asshole.
That is, yes, that's a very, very good analogy there.
But what we could accept that kind of behavior on our birthdays. If we want to cry and scream, oh, the cake's not right, I don't
it's
like
my
that.
Party, and I'll cry if I want to. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, there's temporary and then there's permanent.
Exactly.
And, you know, what I find really interesting about this as well is that it's quite a humorous way of approaching a very serious topic, but quite often the best entry point to critiquing these big serious topics is through humor. That's why comedians are so important. That's why music's so important. All those things that kind of come at it from the underbelly. That's a really good way of pulling down what can be seem like insurmountable sort of adversaries otherwise, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's so if we're going to remind everybody, John, about the dates and times and places, there are a few screenings left in Auckland. The one that is opening the festival, the Dock Edge Festival, tomorrow night has already sold out at the Rangatira Theatre, Q Theatre. And you're going to be doing an intro. You'll be doing Q&A sessions at these screenings as well.
Yes.
But if people still want to come along, they can go on Friday the 31st of May, end of this week, at 2:45 p.m. to the Loft at Q Theatre. Or if you're listening from Wellington, you're going to be at the Roxy as well on the 13th of June and the 14th of June. So you're doing a few dates around the country.
Yes,
and if you want some more information or want to buy tickets to that, you can go to docedge.nz, and then all the films are on there, including Assholes, A Theory.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, John Walker, for coming in and chatting to us about Assholes, A Theory this morning. Lots of nice texts coming in about people who either know assholes or they sound very similar to narcissists, things like this. Everybody knows an asshole, I reckon.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.